But we see that this extra area, too, is just the same size as the triangle sitting above the lower rectangular box bounded by V1 and the time axis. We have already seen the area of this triangle is 1/2 times acceleration multiplied by time squared. If we take the original 2 large area 1 and subtract the area of the triangle 2, we will properly find the total area. Subtracting the large box area from the triangle produces total displacement equals displacement of area 1 minus the displacement of area 2 equals V2 multiplied by time minus 1/2 times acceleration multiplied by the time squared.